Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Cattlemen's Congress Conversation. A chance to catch up on the nation's best beef cattle show, put on by cattlemen for cattlemen. Now here's your host, Mr. Ron Hayes.
Well, thank you, Kirby. Howdy, neighbors. And thank you for joining us today for this Cattlemen's Congress Conversation, a recap of the 4th Cattlemen's Congress held in January 2024. It was a dandy. Got some really good numbers from this particular event. And to help us out on that today, the Executive Vice President of Cattlemen's Congress, Bray Haven, going to be joining us. And as a little bonus, after a conversation with Bray, wanted to circle back around to the final day of Cattlemen's Congress this year and share with you a few minutes that we spent with Joel Calley, one of the judges at the American Supreme Drive and the Chief Executive Officer of the Calvary Stampede. Let's start now with our conversation with Executive VP of Cattlemen's Congress, Bray Haven. Bray, 2024 proved to be another outstanding show. And you and I were talking a little bit that this is starting to be more of a destination, a point that cattle producers and breeds are starting to really have it in their schedule.
Yeah, certainly, Ron. I think really, you know, you hit the nail on the head there with Cattlemen's Congress is kind of settling as the destination for seed stock producers from around really all of North America to come and, you know, showcase their genetics and have an opportunity to sell and trade and those kind of things. And so we're really settling in as that. And I think as we grow into year 5 and look to the future of Cattlemen's Congress, what we're really looking to do now is get buy-in from the local producers and let them know that there's something here for them as well, not just the seed stock producers, but even commercial producers that might be interested in some purebred genetics as well. And so, but really, you know, to kind of recap 2024 and the show, the great show, 4th annual Cattlemen's Congress that we had an outstanding number of exhibitors. We had over 8,700 entries, which is just, I don't really know how to put that in perspective, to be honest with you. But it's really tremendous if you look even across the globe at what cattle shows have to offer, just the sheer number of cattle we had on the ground. You know, 2,300 exhibitors and ranches from across North America, over 25 breeds represented. And then, you know, several of them have their subcategories as well, you know. Mm-hmm. And so just within some of those breed associations, they've got some, you know, some crossbreds within that, so to speak, or some hybrids. Maybe that's a better way to put it. But that, you know, I think, really and truly, the exhibitors truly love their experience here. And as we visited with some of them as we wrapped up the show, I think our goal is to continue to get input from them, continue to make Cattlemen's Congress more amenable to them, and because those are the things that they like about Cattlemen's Congress. Obviously, the things that we can't control, the location, obviously we're going to be here in Oklahoma City, is great. A lot of the things that we can't control, people like about Cattlemen's Congress, but we always want to strive to be better and to put on a better show, and to give people a better opportunity to showcase and trade their genetics.
Truly a national show.
Truly a national show. And, you know, when we first started, a lot of these shows didn't have a choice of where to host their national show in 2021. They didn't have a choice. We were the only one in town. And then once they got here, most of them kept their shows here. And, you know, some of them have rotations and things like that. And we're happy to be a part of those rotations. And some of them have solidified Cattlemen's Congress to always be a super high point show or a national show for them. And so, really and truly, we've got buy-in from every aspect of the, you know, the breed associations working with their staffs and their show committees, all the way down to their, you know, to their members and, you know, who they represent. The associations represent, and so we're really just trying to make sure we give them the best possible opportunity to do the things that they enjoy and give them a good atmosphere to do that in.
The exhibitors came from, 44 states, it looks like the numbers are there. But you also had great international representation as you continue to try to build the momentum on that.
Yeah, really, that's something we're looking at some new ideas in the next couple of years to maybe implement to try to attract some more international producers. Already had some post-show meetings with our state government, the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food and Forestry. Obviously, the leadership there, and even the governor of our state, and we've seen he's bought into what we're doing here. And so really some of the governmental side, and then maybe trying to engage the university side. Oklahoma State had a little event here at Cattlemen's Congress, and maybe try to grow on that. You know, we had people from nine different countries, maybe a few more, coming here into Cattlemen's Congress. And so you know, we have a good presence from Mexico. There's, you know, really, we've started growing in the South America region. And you know, those people are interested in all breeds of cattle. You know, not just some of the ones that you might expect, not necessarily just the American breeds, but they're interested in all breeds of cattle. And so I think that's really unique. But really, as I was kind of diving through the numbers on some of the breeds that were really growing, some of those American breeds, you know, the Brangus, the Brahman, the, you know, the Santa Gertrudis, Beefmaster, those shows are really, really growing. And if you look at what they've done here at Cattlemen's Congress since they first started coming here, those are really taking off. Not to diverge into a different subject, but, you know, that's a side of the show I think we're looking at growing. We're trying to recruit somebody to maybe host a sale for those breeds. And so as we look into the future, we're not going to be complacent. We're going to be continue to look at ways that we can encompass more people, encompass the, you know, the general producers across Oklahoma. We've got some great partnerships with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and some of the things they're doing. And so we're really just going to hope that we continue to grow into the future. And as we look to year five of Cattlemen's Congress, we're here to stay.
One of the aspects of Cattlemen's Congress from year one has been the fact that the breeds have come in and had some outstanding sales as well. And that the numbers are pretty remarkable.
Yeah, they really are. And, you know, a little bit of some of that fluctuates with the market, and obviously the cattle market's really good right now, so that's great. But you know, some of it is just the commitment to the region. We got a lot of cattle producers in the region, and it's an easy place to get into and come and try to buy cattle. And so, you know, we're going to continue to try to market that and try to get more of our local producers into some of those sales. But really, the numbers were strong. On site, we had over 15 sales. That was live cattle through our sale ring that we've really tried to improve. And then we've also have some online sales that take place on site during the show. So over 15 sales. Those grossed over $5 million again this year. There were multiple offsite sales from lots of embryo and semen sales, whether that be at some of the hotels or some of the other venues across Oklahoma City, several of those, and those all grossed over $5 million. The feedback we got from them was great as well, and they had tremendous participation. And so, you know, again, over $10 million worth of cattle traded in Oklahoma City during our couple weeks here in OKC. So really, that's phenomenal. And I think that's one thing that people look to when they look, do we want to come back to Oklahoma City? Well, sales are strong here. So, we hope that they keep coming back.
When you think about the, venue itself, in other words, we were fortunate there in year one, as the pandemic was shutting a lot of places down. There was that hole in the schedule that was right there at the first of the year at the OKC Fairgrounds. You've been able to capture that, you know, and the commitment from both the Oklahoma City area as well as the state has been to make improvements on the fairgrounds to be make it truly a good venue for cattle shows.
Yeah, there's a tremendous commitment from not only the state of Oklahoma, but the city of Oklahoma City, and their, I guess it'd be you know, really we get a great amount of support from the Oklahoma City Conventions and Visitors Bureau. The hotels and restaurants are very, very appreciative of the event that we have. And as it was a kind of a downtime in their schedules, they really enjoy our people. And so, you know, they're going to do all they can to keep us here and to keep us growing. So, you know, and a great commitment from the state of Oklahoma, and the city. Obviously the MAPS program had already passed Cattlemen's Congress, but it's kind of morphed into, you know, as we look to upgrading the facilities, not only to the new building, the new Coliseum, but the livestock barns and things like that. You know, the facility has been really good to work with us and asking a lot of questions as how they can make it more amenable to our exhibitors. And so we have, you know, a real open dialogue with them, and the things that they continue to improve upon here on the facility. Obviously, electricity was kind of a major issue, as this facility was kind of designed for horse shows, and they don't use quite as much as we do getting hair ready in the cattle world. And so they've really made a commitment to that. That commitment came from the state and the city and the facility to get some of that done here in a timely fashion, as you know, so we can keep moving forward with Cattlemen's Congress. And then obviously, you know, the big spectacle, the big thing that everybody sees when they drive by the fairgrounds, the new Coliseum, you know, that's projected to be done late spring of 2025. And so, you know, the 2026 show will have some logistical things to work out as they tear down the Jim Norick Arena and kind of build a connecting facility there between the new Coliseum and the livestock barns. But really, really appreciative of the city of Oklahoma City, the OKC Fairgrounds, what they have to offer and what they continue to improve upon, and then the state of Oklahoma as well for their commitment to making sure that Cattlemen's Congress is, you know, a lasting legacy, which is kind of our slogan here at Cattlemen's Congress. So it takes a team.
Right. And I know it takes a lot of conversations on your part as you deal with individual exhibitors. You've had some feedback already from them after the show. You have conversations with all these breeds, and even now that you're gearing up for that 2025 event.
Absolutely. You know, we are hot and heavy right now on trying to figure out what we can do to improve for 2025, things that we can add to get people on the grounds and to keep them entertained while they're here. And that's going to take further partnerships with people across Oklahoma. We look forward to, you know, continuing our partnership with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the agriculture and beef community across the state, and hope that they will buy in and invest in our show too, not necessarily invest with their money, but invest with their time and come down and see what these cattlemen from across the country have to offer. We're hoping we can include some events that might attract them down here and keep them here, but we'll have more on that later on, because I think here in the next couple of weeks we're going to make some good decisions on what those details of those new things that are coming are, and I'm sure we'll be sharing them with you then.
And you know, you mentioned the fact that a lot of our, you know, you wouldn't encourage a lot of folks, cattle producers from our region, not just Oklahoma, but surrounding states as well, to come. It's untold how many dollars maybe were traded hands in the barns. You talked about it's about $10 million worth of sales that were official sales, but there were a lot of, handshake deals as well.
No doubt. You know, that's one thing that I think a lot of our exhibitors and a lot of our producers that come in and exhibit here at Cattlemen's Congress tell us that they enjoy about here. There's a lot of people wheeling and dealing in the barns. We have the unique opportunity to have a lot of those cattle here at one time. And so a lot of the breeds even get the interaction with some of the other breeds. That's important, as well as just, you know, trying to condense. There's not a lot of places you could get as many cattle as we have on the grounds at one time into a facility. You know, and a lot of that is due to the continued investment by the city and state and the OKC Fairgrounds. And so, yeah, you're exactly right. There was probably a lot more dollars, just as many dollars at least, that were sailed through official sales that were wheeled and dealed in the back of the barns. And so these people have good cattle to offer, and they know that Oklahoma City and this region is a good place to get to and get some of those sold. And so we hope that they'll continue to do that.
Well, last question. We haven't talked about some of the individual shows themselves, but it's remarkable to me that even though it's kind of after the Christmas break and everything, we've got a ton of young people, ton of juniors coming from all across America that take part in the junior shows here, and that is a major, major part of the success of the Congress.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's one thing I didn't talk about. You know, not only the junior breeding cattle side of things, and their presence here is tremendous, and their involvement within their breed associations is certainly important, but we also offer that prospect commercial heifer and prospect steer show, as well as the market steer show. And I think we've got some opportunity to grow there. Going to spend some time with some of our supporters in that realm in the next few weeks and next few months, going and trying to do some promotion of that throughout the country, and really try to grow that side of things. These first 4 years we've given through our sponsors and through what we've been able to do with Cattlemen's Congress, over $200,000 awarded to those prospect heifer and steers, as well as the market steer shows. And so there's a good amount of money there. And, one thing that's attractive to these folks is what's attractive to the breeding cow side of things. It's very convenient. It's very exhibitor friendly to come to Cattlemen's Congress. Obviously, we don't have we don't have the things a lot of the other fairs and a lot of the other shows across the country have. You don't have to pay to get in the gate. You don't have to pay to park. You just, show up and get your cattle showed and sold and interact with your fellow cattlemen from across the country and have a good time here in OKC. But really, we're going to really look to do some other cool things with that steer and prospect show as well. So.
And end of the day, a show put together by cattlemen for cattlemen.
Absolutely. That was our motto from the beginning. We've got a great team of supporters, from our board to our staff, to just, even just some cattlemen that are close and want to see this thing grow. That's been our motto from the beginning is cattlemen. Show put on by cattlemen for cattlemen, and we're going to continue to make sure that's our goal.
A recap of the 4th Cattlemen's Congress held this past January in the OKC Fairgrounds in Oklahoma City. By the way, progress is being made on that new arena that'll be available not in 2025, but in 2026 for Cattlemen's Congress. The 2025 Cattlemen's Congress dates, by the way, are the 4th through the 16th of January. Now, let's turn our attention to our second guest in today's conversation, Joel Calley of the Calgary Stampede. 24 Cattlemen's Congress, kind of winding things down now, the American Supreme Drive, and one of our judges for the open female, Joel Calley. Joel, we've talked before, you're currently serving as CEO of the Calgary Stampede. You've kind of made your way around some of the greatest shows on earth.
Well, I've really been blessed during my career, 15 years at Houston, and now to be at the Calgary Stampede. Just great organizations with a tremendous commitment to agriculture and Western heritage.
I know that in both of these cases, they're well known for their volunteer force.
Absolutely, particularly Houston, with over 35,000 volunteers. And at Calgary, we have about 3,000 volunteers that give freely of their time and their talent to not only put on our 10-day festival in July, but get out in the community and really engage the community with some great programming throughout the year.
Of course, a little bit further back in your career, livestock judge, livestock coach judge, as far as, that means that you've had a look, opportunity to look at a lot of cattle and obviously mentor some great young people.
Yeah, I've been blessed in that regard. I think now I've judged in a little over 30 states in Canada and Brazil. And there's nothing more fun than judging a junior livestock show and to see those young people out there making that commitment and that effort, because regardless of what they choose to do in their future, it's going to serve them well.
J.
Joel, you know, tell me a little bit about, you know, you indicated that you obviously have been asked to be here a few months back by Gerald Callahan. Yeah. This show, you've seen it from its inception. What are your thoughts about Congress?
No, I think it's fantastic. I was here the very first year when it was held in 2021. At that time, I was the president of Angus Genetics Incorporated and working for the American Angus Association. And it no doubt filled a need at that time with Denver's cancellation. And it was really impressive on short notice that they were able to pull together such an outstanding event. And it's refreshing to me to see it continue to thrive because it still fills a need. It's an incredibly exhibitor-friendly show and really promotes commerce and the sharing of ideas. And so I think the staff will continue with Gerald's vision, and it will continue to thrive in the future.
How does a show like this fit in at the start of the year?
I think it's really big for these exhibitors, clearly, to come here. One thing is the central location where you can draw from a really broad geographical area to get people in here. I think the pen shows that they have obviously have interest to commercial cattle producers. And these purebred shows, you know, getting things kicked off with Cattlemen's Congress and Denver being back in full swing, it really starts off the show season.
You had a chance to actually talk all the champions in the open female division. You saw some, you said some great quality.
Fantastic quality, and it's always hard doing a Supreme like that because obviously they're all really good cattle or they wouldn't be out there. And so you get kind of nitpicky in terms of, it's not so much you're criticizing them, you're just describing the differences that go into your selection. But the Ultras Angus female that I used to win, it's pretty hard to find a hole in her. I mean, she's a super female in terms of body and volume and having some width and being super sound and very functional, and on top of all that being really attractive in terms of side view profile.
What's the future of these major livestock shows like this one?
Well, I still think they serve a purpose. Obviously on the junior side, because it gives those young people an opportunity to compete and exhibit and showcase their efforts year-round. But I think on the purebred side, certainly there are different ways to market purebred cattle now with regard to the advent of genetic evaluation and now the use of genomics. But I still think there's a lot of value in bringing cattle together and looking at them from a visual standpoint and talking about type and kind and the kind that will go out and function not just in the pasture but also serve the industry as well. So I think they'll continue to play a role, even though that role in some people's minds may be a little bit diminished with the advent of really, really intricate genetic evaluation.
Right. Chief Executive Officer of the Calvary Stampede, Joel Calley, on the final day of the 4th Cattlemen's Congress in Oklahoma City back in January, talking with us about the show, talking about what the future of these shows are in general, both youth shows as well as the open stock shows. Thanks for joining us today on this Cattlemen's Congress conversation. We'll see you down the road.